जगोदले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिने दिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे शिशाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। देयर इज अ फेमस प्रेयर बाय Kulashekar, which is most famous, most commonly sung amongst devotees. Krishna padiya pada pankaja panjarantam adyaivame vishatu manasaraja hamsah prane prayana samaye kafavata pittaihi कंठावरोधन विधौ स्मरणं कुतस्थे। सो ही इज प्रेइंग इन दिस वर्स, हे कृष्णा, इज एड्रेस टू कृष्णा, कृष्णा इज कॉलिंग, तदीय पद पंकज पंजरांतो, मे माई माइंड ऑलवेज बी फोकस्ड ऑन योर लोटस फीट, जस्ट एज द राजहंसस or the beautiful swans living in the ponds, they may have their necks intertwined with the lotuses in the pond. So in the same way, let my mind be always fixed in your lotus feet. And he says, at the moment in my youth, my mind is very fresh and my body is very hale and healthy. Let me leave my body now, he says. Because at this stage, my Krishna consciousness is at the peak. I am able to think of you well, I am able to absorb my mind in you well. So at this stage I feel that it's better for me to return back to you. Because what can be predicted in my old age, disease and at the time of death, when the kapha, vata, pitta, all these things will take over. And I will not be able to call out your name fervently owing to bodily suffering or forgetfulness. So this gives us a hint about the varieties of sufferings that one undergoes in this world, like the disease, old age and death. And in our youth, it is very difficult for us to even appreciate the sufferings involved in old age or death. Generally, in this world, unless we are devastated, we don't pray to God. Or we don't feel a desperate call coming out of our mouth. Only people who are put in a very desperate situation and devastation, then they can call out, they can cry out. Like you hear the example of Draupadi calling out desperately to Krishna, because imagine next moment she is going to be naked. So for a woman, nakedness or being stripped off of her clothes in front of others, it is worse than death. One cannot imagine, because there was no one to help her. Her five husbands were sitting in front of her, they were not able to help. The Kuru elders were sitting, they could not help. And she tried all possible opportunities, but no one could help, so she took shelter like that. Or Gajendra, who was caught by the crocodile in his leg, who was about to die, he thought that before my leaving the body, let me use my full energy to call out Krishna's name. He called out, that was a desperate call, and a very focused call, and he didn't think of anything else at the time of death. Generally, if you go to a doctor and doctor diagnoses your body and tells you, oh, you have this particular problem, 1 week you will have to take leave from your company or college. and you have to take these medicines and you need to have bed rest. What do people generally say? If you are told that you have to take off 1 week from your daily routine and you have to just take bed rest and take medicine, so people feel, oh, sir, doctor, can't you reduce it? Instead of 1 week, can you make it 2 days? Or 3 days? Try to reduce it as much as you can. I have so much to do. So everyone is busy in this world, in their day-to-day activities and weekly and monthly and yearly activities, what they have planned out for several years. And to take out even a few days out of your schedule, it becomes very difficult for you. But at the time of death, you are not only told you have to take out a week or so, you have to permanently get out of this body. So it's a very painful situation. In this world, we are always used to calling as soon as you have a problem, hey doctor, immediately, phone up. But at the time of death, doctor will also tell you, tata, now you have to leave the body, finish. He cannot help you. Similarly, when our wealth is being plundered by someone, or if somebody, a pickpocketer is pickpocketing from your pocket, you can shout, police, immediately. At the time of death, not only your pocket, your whole, all your property is being taken away, and you can see with your eyes, everything, including your body is also being stolen. Can you imagine? Not only your property, wealth and facilities that you accumulated by hard-earned wealth, but your body is also being stripped off by the Yamadutas. If you see, Yamadutas take the soul out of the body, and they tell him, come, you have to go to the next destination. So that time calling for military force or police force is of no help. That time we will be shouting, police, police. No police will be able to come and help. And no doctor will be able to come and help. In this world, we have an artificial sense of security that comes by people who are surrounding us in the form of relatives and friends. This is the biggest problem in this world, which prevents us from taking strong shelter of Krishna. Just like, you know, in Indian Air Force, you know, they give this training for people in this fighter aircraft. You know how many people can sit in fighter aircraft? I think there are two models, I think. In one model, you can, only one can sit. Just only one person is driving, nobody else. Yeah. What do you call it? MIG-21. He's saying MIG-21 model. Only one person can sit in there, isn't it? And he can drive. So try to imagine all of us are like fighter aircraft pilots now. So each of us is given one plane now. So and we are talking now, discussing now that, you know, you will have right knob, left knob, you have turned this, turn that and everything. If this comes, you should do this. If that comes, you should do that. So we are sitting and discussing about all possible dangers that could come while driving the plane and all possible circumstances that we may have to face. After discussing all these things, now we are, all of you are told, now all of you take one aircraft which is standing here in the aerodrome and board, and then you start flying. So when you take off into the sky, when all the planes are going together, how much the other pilots will be able to help us? Ask yourself. In what way can they help you? If an enemy shoots one of the planes, that plane will fall to the ground, isn't it? While all the other planes will be flying past, and they will not be able to do anything. Just like in the evening, you see the birds coming in a group. When they come in a group, they look very attractive, making sounds. They all come flying together. If a hunter takes a catapult and hits one bird, he will fall, but all the other birds will fly past him. But because they are all flying in a group, there is an artificial sense of security. Same thing, when planes are going together, we think, I am not alone. I am with so many other fighter planes. Okay, you are with other fighter planes, but what can they do for you? Or what can you do for them? And we have no power. We can't do anything. And we do not remember this in this world. Like in a family, for example, mother, father, brother, sister, relatives, friends, they all live together in a family. And that gives a very strong sense of security. One feels that I am very safe. There are four walls. So there can't be any theory. Nobody can harm me. And besides that, my mother, father give me so much love, so much care. And as soon as there is a small headache I get, my mother becomes worried. Isn't it? And my father is ready to shell out any amount of money. Even if I face the worst dangers, even if I have to have a bypass, my father won't mind spending 2-3 lakhs for me. For my life, he will be ready to spend crores also. We think like that. But the material world is so arranged that people will also be rendered helpless after a certain time. Even if they are well-intentioned, or good intention to help you, they may not be able to help you. You will see that. You see that there are so many things in this world which you cannot do, although you intend to do. You have seen that? You may have good intentions, but you cannot do. Like you see, time, for example, separates you. Like some of you might have planned to help your younger brother in getting into IIT JEE. But right now you are here. You can't help so much, even if you want to help. Because the kala separates people. The time separates people. The kala, karma, guna, three things are said. They will put a break in your desire to help others. You cannot help. In Bhagavatam we find how Yudhishthira Maharaj was lamenting when Dhritarashtra had left suddenly. All of you only know Dhritarashtra as father of Duryodhana who was attached. Father, isn't it? But here is a scene in Bhagavatam where Vidura strongly preached to Dhritarashtra about the impending death. He said, you are a old man, you are about to die, and you are still clinging on to your kingly seat and wasting your life. Get out from here, he said. Come to the forest and become a Narottama, or at least a Dhira. He said, become a great devotee of the Lord, or at least a renunciate. Come to the forest. So, after the strong preaching of Vidura, Dhritarashtra's heart really started palpitating fast. He understood the dangers of life. He understood that, you know, I will die any time and I am wasting my life rotting in the kingdom as if I am a king. Actually, the war is over and the Kauravas are defeated. And I am also in the Kauravas side, but I am thinking I am a king now, although I am not a king. Yudhishthira is the current king. So, Dhritarashtra along with Gandhari. Gandhari follows him. Actually, he doesn't even take her. He goes ahead and Gandhari follows him to the forest. So, Vidura followed by Dhritarashtra, followed by Gandhari, they all enter into the forest. And here is Yudhishthira who returns back and he laments, my dear uncle, where are you? Why did you not tell me where you are going? Did anyone displease you with insulting words? What happened to you? So he is crying and lamenting. At that time, Narada comes. He tells him, hey, Yudhishthira, why are you worrying about your uncle? He has left with Vidura to the forest to perform penances, to achieve the Supreme Lord. And in the forest, you may wonder, what will he eat? You don't worry about that. There are trees from which fruits will fall. He will eat those fruits. And you may worry, what will he drink? There are so many rivers flowing. He will drink water. And you may wonder, where will he lie down? Where will he sleep? Oh, there is grass, there are bushes, there are caves. And he will lie down there. God has made arrangement for everyone's survival. You are not the ultimate protector. Or you are not the ultimate controller. You don't worry about him. And he said, if you are too much worrying about others, he said, understand that you yourself cannot protect yourself. Where is the question of you protecting others? So he said this famous verse. Kala karma gunadino teho deho yam pancha bhautikah katamanyasu gopaye sarpagrasto yataparam. He said, just like a frog sometimes is jumping and is seeing a fly flying. And he is thinking, this foolish fly is coming close to me. I am going to devour him. But before he opens his mouth and swallows the fly, he is being swallowed by another serpent from behind. He wondered, hey, where am I? I'm inside some dark place. And he immediately is eaten by a snake and is going into the stomach of the snake. So he is thinking, fly, the insect is a fool, but he is a greater fool. In the same way, in this world, every living being is thinking, I am very smart, I am very intelligent, and he makes several plans for his enjoyment. But then before that, the Kala Sarpa devours a person. It swallows a person, he said. So he said, you cannot give protection to anyone. Just like relatives sometimes when they go in a train or a flight or something, relatives come and they, you know, they say tata, sometimes they cry tears, sometimes they kiss, they embrace and all that. But once they board into the vehicle and they start going, do we have any control over them? We can only wish them well. Or do you have any mantra by which you are going to control the plane? Plane or train or whatever. Like from here to, you know, Delhi or from here to Bombay when trains are going, how much control do you have over them when your relatives are going? Of course, you may have a very strong thought, in such and such train, my son has gone. And you may remember that train name and your son in the train, isn't it? But best thing is you can think of it, you can't do anything better. But then you are reading the newspaper next day morning, some train accident. Immediately you become alarmed, what happened, which bogie? Immediately phone up, you know, and you rush to this place and then you find your, fortunately your son is safe, then you are happy. But otherwise, this world is a place of padam padam, yat vipadam nitesham. We cannot protect anyone. You can only wish well for others, that's all. You cannot protect anyone. Imagine one of our relatives has contracted a deadly disease. What can you do? What power do you have? The costliest of the medicine, the best of the doctors, the most qualified doctors, and the most famous hospital cannot save a dying person. Your person has to die. That is the way the world is. No matter how much we love them, what will our love do for them? You cannot save them. So, this Kala Karma Guna is saying, everyone is individually bound by these three things. Every one of us is going to die at a different time. And every one of us is carrying a different backlog of karma on our back. We may not see it, but we are reaping the fruits in our life. Good activities and bad activities. And we are all reaping the fruits. That's why sometimes you wonder, a person is a good person, he is living normally, suddenly he gets a disease. Hey, where he got disease from? He was a good person. Because the bad results what he was carrying on his back, that is now fructifying now. Yeah. So anything can happen to anybody at any time. Like that. At the same time, good activities come, bad activities come, karma. And kala karma, guna means the three modes. Rajagun, tamagun, sattagun. They all control people. Everyone is controlled by different modes. So the very first thing is to know in our life is that this artificial sense of security which I am seeing around me cannot protect me. It is simply a show. Just like a toy kept in a showroom. It looks like a very beautiful toy. You go near, what is the toy? It's not a living body. Like a man or a woman is beautifully dressed in pant shirt or in sari or some dress, very attractive. You go near, you find it is a dead body. Similarly, all the bodies around us who are apparently giving us a feeling of security, they all have no ability to give us security. Nor can we give them security. Many times people say, no, don't worry, I am there. Where are you there? What can you do? You won't be there. You may say, I am there for you now, but you won't be there for them later. Or if they say, I am there for you, then they won't be there for you. So we have to know that every jiva in this world is a loner. He is alone. It's a stark reality, whether you accept or not. There is no one for helping you. Actually, I realized it very early in my life. One time, I had a severe headache and fever. So, of course, when you have severe headache and fever, mother, father, they come to you and they check with you. Father said you take some medicine and everything. But the fever was getting aggravated. One day, 2 days, 3 days. And third day it was so severe, I felt the head was like, you know, a huge planet on my head. I was not able to tolerate such a heavy head. And my whole body was burning like fire. Very high temperature. So when I went to vomit in the wash basin. So that time I saw my father was coming and catching my head like this. Because if he doesn't catch the head, head was apparently bursting off. So much, you know, it was giving that vibration, throbbing headache, boom, 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 like that. So I was catching the head and I was vomiting. And backside, my mother was giving massage, you know, in the back, so that he can vomit nicely. So at that time, this realization came to me that these people are trying to help me, but they can't take away my pain. What can they do for me? At best, they can only worry about me. They may say, please take care. They say, how can I take care? I can't take care of myself. I want to take care and get rid of the pain, but I can't. I find that despite their good wishes of telling me to take care, I can't take care of my body. I see that I am alone helpless, nor are they able to help me to get rid of my headache or the fever, and despite all the medicines. And I understood, actually, in this world, every one of us is in the same situation. We are helpless. And they can't do anything for us, even if they are good intentioned. You will see that. Yeah. So unless we face devastation, we don't realize, God, this was a disease which I suffered for 3-4 days. And I felt that I am alone in this world. Actually, we have to understand who can really help us. In another occasion, I was lying down on the ground in the afternoon time. And you know there's eucalyptus oil in a bottle? You know, you all know eucalyptus oil? Nilgiri tail, is it? Not Nilgiri tail, is it? Yeah, it has a very nice smell. So I used to like the smell very much. So one day I had a headache, so I was lying down and smelling like this. Suddenly what happened, the cover of the bottle opened and it started flowing into the nose. And it started going in. So much went inside, almost half the bottle. And then when I was suffocating like anything, I couldn't say anything, speak anything. And I saw my father, relatives, everyone all around trying to, hey, what happened? They were shaking my shoulder, I couldn't say only. Like they were saying. Because so much, half of the Nilgiri tail went inside the nose tight. Then immediately, somebody put me in a bike and another person was catching and they were rushing to the hospital. I clearly see my father, relatives, all of them rushing in, practically running behind the bike and everything. So, taken to the hospital, practically unconscious and everything. So, these were occasions when I could see that actually people can try to help us, but they can't help us when you suffer. They can only see that you are suffering, they can say words of sympathy, they can spend some money for you, but then beyond all that you find, that who can help you is somebody different from all the relatives. Yeah. Actually, when we suffer only, we can remember God. There is one friend, Suhrit, who is next to the soul, who is the super soul. Because of whom you are not a loner in this world. He is the only person who was there with you before death, before birth, and who will accompany you after death. He is the only one. Krishna says, Suhritam Sarva Bhutana. I am the well-wishing friend who is with you. And this well-wishing friend is called a Sarvajna. Sarvajna means who is all-knowing. And he was our friend before we came into this body. And after we take the body, we totally forget him. Till death, we forget him completely. After death, we go back to him. I mean, we are going with him. Then we are telling him, oh, my dear friend, during this whole life, I forgot you completely. And he is waiting for us, right next to our heart. He is very calmly, attentively watching us. He is called as the Antaryami, or witness, to all our activities. While we are doing good, we are doing bad, he is watching, witnessing as a friend. Upadrishta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara, Paramatmeti, Chapyukto, Dehesmin, Purushapparah. It is said, Upadrishta means he is a supervisor. Upadrishta, Anumanta means one who is a sanctioner. Bharta, the protector. So he is the Bharta and Bhokta, he is the enjoyer. And his name is Paramatma, he says. He is there with us. And he is watching all the things we are doing in this world. Where we are going, what we are enjoying. When are we sincere, when are we insincere, when are we cheating. Then are we truthful? He is watching all that. And he doesn't become angry with us. He is a very, very patient friend. And at the time of death, he knows, now he will turn to me. After death, when one comes out, with a naked soul comes out of the body, you have left the body, left the home, left relatives, left friends, left the society, everything, and the soul comes along with super soul. That is the time he is with you. So, a wise person should foresee the future in advance. Like even in youth, Kulashekara is foreseeing the future. He is telling that when the death comes, I will not be able to remember you, my dear Lord. When I become old, I cannot remember you. But when I am in youth, now I am able to remember you very well. So take me right now, he says. That means even a young boy can foresee death and foresee danger and prepare his consciousness for that. On the other hand, a old man who is lying in the deathbed may be daydreaming about his business. Isn't it? There are people who even after old age they are attached to the business, attached to relatives. Even on deathbed they are talking about money. You have seen that? There are people like that. So it depends on how one prepares consciousness, because fact is a fact. Nobody can change the facts. The fact is that we are all individual, whether like fighter crafts or like birds may fly together. But our life is a very short flash in the time span of eternity. Sometimes we take this life so seriously, as if, you know, like somebody is working with some company, like I was telling Bajaj, you ask him. He says, Bajaj, we produce Bajaj scooters, we produce Bajaj motors, we produce nuts, we produce bolts. People are very proud of their production, what they are doing in their company, as if they are producing from their own bodies. We produce this, we produce that. Because they identify with the company so strongly. They identify with the caste strongly. They identify with their wealth very strongly. They identify with their college very strongly. But this entire life of 80 or 100 years is like one flash in the entire time span of eternity. It's like lightning you have seen in the sky. How it comes and goes. Our life is like that only. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala. It's a very, very tiny life. One understands, actually we don't see the eternity, that's our problem. We take one small life and become bogged up, like the movie we were saying. You take one movie and you get absorbed in that. Similarly, our life is like a movie, a short span. Imagine this 80 years to infinity, 80 by infinity. What is it? It is zero? Is it? Isn't it? 1 by infinity is zero, isn't it? Yeah. It is almost zero. It is nothing. This time span of 80 or 100 years is practically nothing. When one is in this situation, one has to always remember the devastating times that will come. Instead of waiting for devastation to come in our life and take over, at which time calling the police, doctor, military force, uncle, aunt, mama, papa, oh brother, save me. Nobody can save us. All of them will be at bay and you will be alone tackling. That's what happened with Gajendra. Gajendra was very proud. He was surrounded always by aristocratic relatives and friends and wives. And he thought, I am king of the forest and everyone loves me and serves me. I am the most loved by everyone. But when he went in the middle of the lake and was playing in the waters, the crocodile caught him. When he turned around to see, all his relatives, friends were all lined up in the bank of the lake. And they were all crying. Nobody could help me. He said, hey, why are you crying? I nourished all of you. I gave you so much facilities and resources to enjoy life. And you are always with me. Now why didn't you come and save me? And they were trying to catch his tail and pull him out. And they couldn't do anything. So they cried. That's all. Best thing they could do is to cry. And now he understood. Nobody in this world can help me without the Supreme Lord. So when we talk of protection, there can be different levels of protection. One thing is the bodily protection, but the body is always falling apart for everyone. So body cannot be protected. Body is a perishable body. It is deteriorating, getting old, diseased, and it will die. So no point trying to protect the body. And trying to preserve all the wealth, accumulated wealth, and the home and hearth, we can't protect any of that because they are also temporary. So the only thing that can be protected is the remembrance of Krishna, for which one should actually aspire for. Because everyone has to Jatasi Dhruvam Rityur, Dhruvam Janma Mritasya, it is said. Anyone who is born in this world has to die, and anyone who is dead will have to be born. That's the law of the material world. Those who are born, they die. Those who die, they are born. They will be born. So it keeps on going, the cycle. So one can pray to Krishna, please Krishna, the most important thing for me is to remember you at the time of death. Antakala icha mameva smaran muktva kalevara. Let me not forget you. Because that remembrance will take us back to Krishna. There is a real security in the spiritual world. Because Krishna himself is your protector. You will not die and Krishna will not die. Nobody can destroy both. And both are safe and your relationship is eternal. And your existence is eternal. Your ananda is eternal. And you are very safe and secure. That is real security. Not this, yoga kshemam mahamyaham. They put these two hands and say, you are LIC. We will give you yoga and kshema. They have no ability to offer you in yoga and kshema. They say, we preserve what you have and we provide what you lack. Isn't it? Like, what can a LIC do for a dying person? They are not going to offer you anything. They will offer something to a nominee. Correct? Who is next to you, not to you. They can't offer you protection. That is an illusion. To think that, you know, we will offer you protection. Yoga kshema vahamyaham. It is simply cheating. So, one has to pray to the Lord to arrange situations in our life in such a way that we can always remember His good instructions given in the scriptures at all times during the life. So we can pray to the Lord that at the time of death, let me remember you, and right from now up to death, let me not go astray. Let me always be on the path, be on the track of Krishna consciousness. Because Janma, Aishwarya, Shuta, Shri, high birth or lot of wealth or bodily beauty or Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, great learning, all these things can make us intoxicated. We can become intoxicated and proud and we may forget Krishna. So you can pray to Him that let me always remember you. In this connection, in the scriptures, the Lord gives many, many vachan, lot of promises the Lord has given to the devotees. When one reads those good instructions given by the Lord, one should, first of all, when we read scriptures, we have to remember this fact that I am all alone and my only friend is the Super Soul. And one of the sannyasis was speaking, he was telling in what consciousness we should read the scriptures. He said, Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita. The whole scene should come in one's mind. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, in the middle of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So Lord Krishna is speaking and Prabhupada is explaining the purport. So Vaishnavas like Prabhupada are our real friend. You are ever well-wisher. Prabhupada says, yes, they are our true friends. Because they are telling us what Krishna is telling us. In fact, they are such good friends. They are helping us to understand what Krishna wants to tell us. Sometimes Krishna speaks in Sanskrit and we can't understand him. What he is trying to say? And then Prabhupada is telling us, this is what Krishna is telling. He is telling you to surrender to Him. And they repeat without, especially when you are in desperate condition, you know. Imagine you are caught up abroad in Russia. Somewhere or other you faced a terrible accident in Russia. And you are taken to hospital. Russian doctor is telling you some good advice. And a person is translating it for you. From Russian to English. How important is a translator, isn't it? Now the doctor is telling you that, you know, anytime you will die, so you should eat this and you should not eat this, something he is telling. And you are saying, hey, what is he saying, tell me. And if he is misinterpreting the doctor, he is telling you that, you know, you better take rest, don't eat anything, if he says. And doctor is saying something else, isn't it? So, Mayavadis and misinterpreters are such people who close Krishna's mouth and they say what they want to say. Whereas, pure souls like Vaishnava Acharyas, what they do? They exactly tell you the information without any adulteration. They're telling you, Krishna is telling you to do this, do it. And you do it and see it will work. So when one hears this instruction, one should know that body is temporary, it is falling apart, but I have a relation with Krishna. And Krishna is telling Arjuna, why? He is telling me only. But he is making Arjuna a nimitta. Because if he calls me a fool, I can't accept. So he is using Arjuna to call him a fool so that I will understand that I am a fool. Like that one should see. So that Krishna is actually speaking to us through the scriptures. Like you can see, Krishna is saying, Maye vamana adatsva, Maye buddhim niveshaya, Nivasishyasi mayeva, Atavurdvam na samshayaha. He is saying, my dear Arjuna, think of me. Maye vamana adatsva, fix your mind and intelligence on me. And if you do that, you will be elevated to a spiritual consciousness and you will return back to me. So it doesn't strike us so much. Whereas there was one king, when Yamunacharya was passing away from this world, he called his, one of his disciples, Ram Mishra. Sir Nathamani was passing away. Nathamani called his Ram Mishra, one of his disciples, and said, that my grandson, correct? His grandson, who became Yamunacharya later, he was a king. Now that he has become a king, he has no time. He is all the time busily absorbed in Bhogavilas. I want him to become a great devotee. I order you, Ram Mishra, go to him and make him a devotee. Saying this, he left his body, Nathamani. So now Ram Mishra thought, my Lord, my Guru has instructed me to make his grandson into a devotee. What if he doesn't become devotee? How will I fulfill this instruction? So he went to meet the king. But the king was so busy, there were hundreds of chariots outside his palace. Just like sometimes you go to rich man's house, there are hundreds of cars outside. So hundreds of chariots were waiting outside. Many kings had come to pay tribute and everything. So he couldn't get entry. It was very difficult. Later on he employed a transcendental trick. So he got one particular type of shark. You know shark? Called Tuduvalai. Tuduvalai. He got that and he went to the kitchen of the king. And he gave it to the cook. And the cook of course cooked that nice preparation. And offered to king. King was very happy. And every day Ram Mishra took that leafy vegetable. And every day he was eating it. One day suddenly he didn't go. The king became anxious. Why today I didn't get that sabji? And the kitchen people said, one person used to bring, he didn't come. So king said, call him, I would like to meet him. So we can pay him whatever he wants. I am very happy with the sabji, he said. So that sabji was in mood of goodness. So the king was gradually attaining goodness by eating the sabji. So when Ram Mishra came, king told him, I am ready to pay you anything you want. So then Ram Mishra said, actually my dear king, I am fortunate to get an interview with you. And there is a lot of wealth that your grandfather has stored for you. So, you know, so much of black diamond he has kept and it is saved only for you. I want to tell only you. Then the king said, oh really? You are telling me a good news. I will send my minister and assistants to you with you. Please kindly send it. And Ram Mishra said, no, you only have to come and you have to come alone with me. It's a very, very great secret. And the king agreed to follow him. So when he followed him, when they were walking, and they entered the forest, sometimes they would retire under trees. And while going, he sang this Bhagavad Gita. He was singing right from chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, he was singing. And the king was attentively hearing and just following him. At one time, this verse was sung. He sang, Maye vamana adatsva, maye buddhim niveshaya, nivashishyasi maye va, atavurdvam nasamsheha. Oh, my dear Arjuna, think of me. Invest your intelligence and mind in me. In this way, you will come back to me. When he heard this verse, immediately the king broke to tears and beating on his chest, he sat on the ground under a tree and torrents of tears came from his eyes. Ram Mishra sat and asked, my dear king, what happened to you? Suddenly what happened to you? Why are you crying? He said, alas, alas, I have wasted all my life. He said, in my childhood I used to recite Bhagavad Gita regularly and I used to recite this verse. And Krishna came in my life and he invited me to surrender to him so that he can take me back to spiritual world. Now, for so many past years, I rejected Krishna's good instruction and I've been absorbed in simply enjoying life. Now at last when I heard this verse, now I'm remembering Krishna is again calling me. And he said, I don't want to do anything in life. He said, you may proceed wherever you want and let my kingdom be there. Now I want to renounce everything. Then Ramesha said, no, you cannot do that, you have to do your duty. And he said, at the same time, I have not yet shown the gift of your grandfather, which I want to offer you. And the king said, no, I am not interested in any gift now of this world. But he said, no, this is a very special transcendental gift I am going to offer you. So the king followed him and heard the balance of Bhagavad Gita. So while going, he was telling, this gift is such a gift that it is protected by 7 walls and nobody can enter. And it is such a great gift that it is protected by a 1,000-headed serpent. So king was hearing with great amazement, oh really? And he said, okay, whatever wealth I get, that should be distributed to people. He said, I don't want to hoard anything. Then you know where he took him? He took him to Srirangam. Srirangam, there are 7 walls. They entered the walls, first wall, second wall, third wall, fourth wall. They entered the 7th wall. They saw there was a sanctum sanctorum, where there was a 1,000-headed serpent. Who was that serpent? Ananta Shesha. In that, what was the treasure that he showed him, the black diamond treasure? That was Lord Ranganath or Lord Vishnu, who was, if you go and see, you'll be amazed. Such a beautiful deity lying in this posture. Actually, you really feel he's like your father. Very fatherly posture. Like we say, Krishna is a father. Very difficult to see Krishna as father. He looks like a ever fresh youth. But if you see that Lord lying in Ananta Shesh, majestic, that is the height of majesty. So beautifully he is dressed, and so mature are his face and eyes and his lotus hands and lotus feet, you should see him. Even today, the deities are so beautiful. This deity was given by Lord Rama to Vibhishan, originally, and he worshipped. And even today it is there, you can see. So when he saw that deity, he was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy. And he fell unconscious and he became a very great devotee and an acharya in the Shiva Sampradaya. So he took this verse very personally, isn't it? When he heard this verse, Yeva Mana Adatsa, and that verse produced a great transformation in him. Similarly, you find Kaliya, you know this Kaliya serpent? In Vrindavan, when Krishna danced on Kaliya serpent, yesterday Jnana Prakashpa was quoting in the lecture. Kaliya serpent on which Krishna was dancing, isn't it? The Kaliya was too proud. Many times his wives would speak the glories of Krishna, but he would hear it in one ear and leave it in another ear. Of course, he had no ears. Serpents have no ears. But even if he had a ear, he was hearing it in one ear and leaving it in another ear. He never paid any attention to his wives. He thought that his wives are sentimentalists, simply all the time chanting, clapping hands and singing Krishna's names. He was bored with all that. He thought that the bhajan is a nuisance. Whereas, when Krishna one day came into the Yamuna waters and climbed on his head and started dancing and subdued him, he became completely humbled. At that time, when his wives were glorifying Krishna, every word entered his ears. He very attentively heard. So when you are submissive, then the knowledge sinks in our heart. When you are rebellious, the knowledge is repelled by our mind. It does not sink in. And then after the wives finished, so the wives told, my dear Krishna, please spare his life. He has become humble now. Do not kill him. And Krishna also decided to spare his life. And then Kaliya thanked Krishna for sparing his life and he offered prayers. What prayers he offered? He offered the same prayers. Whatever his wives offered. Actually in bhakti, you don't have to concoct any new prayer. You can just offer the same prayers of acharyas and same prayers of superior Vaishnavas. So how could he offer all those prayers, remembering them well? Although he had heard before, he had forgotten, but now this time he heard very nicely. Because he took those prayers very personally. He understood that the glorification they are doing for Krishna is actually to be done by me also, because Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He could see the truth. So when Krishna is promising, Yetu sarvani karmani. Everybody. Mayi sanyasya matparaha. Ananyena ivayogena. Maam dhyayanta upasate. Teshamaham samudharta. Mrityu samsara sagara. Bhavami na chirat partha. Maya veshita chetasa. Maye vamana avatsva. Mayi buddhim niveshaya. Nivasishyasi mayyeva. Atavurdvam na samshayaha. So here Krishna is saying, yetu sarvani karmani mayi sanyasi matpara. Those who offer their activities to me every day, morning to night, like all of you are offering your activities to Krishna. He says, yetu sarvani karmani mayi sanyasya. And what I do for them? Tesham aham samuddharta. I become their deliverer. You've seen the picture where Lord Vishnu comes in the Garuda and delivers a devotee from the middle of the ocean. So we are all like an ant in the Atlantic. Very tiny. Compare your size to the whole material universe. We are very, very tiny. But Lord can come and lift us up, deliver us. And he is saying that I will personally come and Tesham aham samuddharta. I will personally come to deliver my devotees. Take them out of this material world and take them to the spiritual world. And that is why he is telling, therefore I am telling you Arjuna, Mayyeva mana adatsva. Always think of me. Always invest your intelligence in understanding who am I. What kind of personality am I? What is my relationship with you and your relationship with me? And try to understand these things. Tesham satata yuktana bhavatam priti purvakam. Vadami buddhi yogam tam. Yena maam upayantite. Madam Arjuna, those whose lives are devoted to me, always, I give them the transcendental intelligence by which they can return back to me. He is saying, the lives of my devotees are fully devoted to me, and their thoughts are completely absorbed in me. They always converse amongst one another, discussing about me, and they delight very much in doing so. Krishna is saying that. So when we hear these verses, a devotee should think that Krishna is actually addressing me. He is telling that just like he is speaking to Arjuna, he is actually speaking to me. That if you think of me always, then I will give you the buddhi by which you will come back to me. So these prayers actually can be converted, these verses can be converted into prayers. So these can be converted into prayers, like we can pray to Krishna, please Krishna, give me the intelligence by which I can come back to you. Please Krishna, help me to remember you. Please Krishna, help me to love you. Please Krishna, help me to get rid of this shadripus, like the kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsara, and all these things. Actually, one can offer such prayers to Krishna very easily. And when one hears those prayers, one has to know actually Krishna is telling me through the scriptures. See, every person should think that I am a conditioned soul who has fallen from the spiritual sky in the material world, and all the spiritual things that are happening around me are all love that Krishna has for me, which is manifesting in various forms. For example, Krishna is desperately eager to get me back to spiritual world. So he has sent so many devotees to get me back. See, all these people are, who are they? They are messengers from Krishna who have come to take me back. And why are all of you wearing dhoti kurta today? Why are you wearing tilak? Why are you having bead bag and all these things? You are doing all these things only for one reason, to inspire me to return back to spiritual world. I am such a hardcore materialist, I want to cling on to material world, but all of you are putting up this kind of wonderful, vibrant atmosphere here. Why? Only to inspire me, to pull me back to spiritual world. This is the way I should think. And why has Prabhupada come here? Only to deliver me. Why has my spiritual master come and given me diksha? To deliver me. Why has Krishna sent Bhagavad Gita? To deliver me, to take me back. Why is Radha Kunjbir appearing here, Gaurnatha appearing here? To inspire me with their beauty, with their transcendental mercy. To enliven me, inspire me, rejuvenate me, and nourish me and take me back. And why has Lord put me in India, Bharatvarsh, so that I can focus on my spiritual life? Why has He sent the holy rivers like Ganga, Yamuna, and all these rivers, so that I may take a dip in those holy rivers and purify me? Why is He coming in the form of Mahaprasadam? By eating Mahaprasad, I can sanctify my consciousness. Why is He coming in the form of the holy name, which is our constant companion? In this world, there is no constant companion like the holy name. Even at the time of death, the holy name is with you. You can chant. Namo bina kichu nahi to aro chaura bhuvana maje. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing. In all these 14 worlds, the only truth I found out is the holy name. Everything else is perishable, he says. So, Krishna is coming in so many, he is practically enveloping you from all directions, simply to take you back to the spiritual world. And even after seeing all these things, we are still intoxicated. No, Krishna, I won't come. Like children you have seen. Parents are calling, hey, beta, please come. And it's saying, no, I won't come. I want to play. Just like a child wants to play, we want to be naughty in the material world, mischievously playing with material nature. And it's calling us from all sides. We have to always see that everything is an arrangement of Krishna. You are coming to IIT is not an accident. You came to IIT Kharagpur because Krishna wanted you to come here, to come to base and become a devotee. That is why He has brought you here. However, you could have got in Kanpur, you would have got elsewhere, in some college. Why He brought you here? Because you expressed your sincerity. Krishna, I am suffering in this world. Please pick me up. Please save me. You didn't know Krishna before. You thought from God. Oh God, please save me. Seeing your sincerity, Krishna has arranged a guru for you by which you come. You come to IIT, you get introduced, and then Krishna has now brought you to Krishna consciousness. He has awakened your Krishna consciousness. See it like that, then you will understand. Some people get realizations easily. For some it takes time, they have to suffer. Why some people get realization easily? Is it that they have suffered in past life? What matters? Is it purity? Yeah, you may get realization based on your past life advancement, but even now also you all have the free will, isn't it? If you use the free will nicely, every day we chant. So today in your chanting you think like this. Krishna, you have arranged all these things for me. But still I am so adamantly sticking to my own things that I don't want to pay heed to you. Please kindly take me. Please kindly inspire me. So one can pray like that. So if you take Krishna's words personally in the scripture, we will make tremendous advancement. And if we have innocent heart and innocent faith like we spoke yesterday, then you will make even double advancement. So everything in this world is making sounds, appearing in front of our eyes, and all these things are in one sense non-existent because they have no meaning. They won't be existing at the time of death. They have no meaning at all. The only truth is Krishna and His holy name, which is transcendental reality. We are there and Krishna is there and the holy name is there. All other things are perishable. And whether they are perishable or not, we will be out of them. We won't be in the system. It's only a matter of time. Like if somebody falls off from an aeroplane, till they touch the ground, when they touch the ground, they will explode like a brinjal thrown to the ground, isn't it? Isn't it? Because from an aeroplane, if somebody is falling down, isn't it? But till they touch, they are coming down. But the time they are thrown off from the aeroplane, till they touch the ground, that is the time they have. Our situation is very similar. Not much different. Because our birth has already happened. We can't do anything now. And the death date also is fixed. And where are we now? We are in between. Yeah. In between you can do one thing. If you can get out of the body, then your body will crash like a brinjal, but you will be up. You will be going back to spiritual world. That's what happened to Parikshit Maharaj. Before his body was finished, before his body died, he got out of the body. He went to spiritual world. And how would it matter what happens to your body? For example, if somebody is stabbing you, your shirt, when you hang the shirt on a hanger and they're stabbing the shirt in the hanger, and you are here because you are safe, so nothing will happen to you. So that person is stabbing the shirt. So in the same way, save yourself. Uplift yourself beyond the dying body. The body is anyway going to die, but you don't die because you are the soul. And you can elevate yourself by making Krishna your personal friend. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. So.